I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. Delphi, the world's largest auto parts supplier, is headed for a showdown with the United Auto Workers Union. The company declared bankruptcy in October and now says it will ask a bankruptcy judge to void its union contracts. In a conference call following the bankruptcy, Delphi chairman and CEO Steve Miller said some hard decisions will have to be made.
We have to adjust to market conditions and appropriately pay for our human capital at each level. There are large disparities in this country and around the world in what people can expect for mowing the lawn versus managing a huge business. It may not be fair, but it is reality.
But UAW union leaders say they will go on strike if the company insists on the restructuring plan that would cut hourly wages by as much as 60%. Other Delphi employees could lose their jobs altogether. As Jerome Vaughn of Detroit Public Radio reports, employees are worried about the future of the company and the lives they've managed to build.
On a chilly iron gray day, a group of several hundred United Auto Workers hold an informational protest outside the Delphi East plant in Flint, Michigan. They line both sides of the road near a traffic light, and each time the signal changes, they cross the street, forcing motorists to look at their picket signs. Ray Goldson is a member of UAW Local 651. He's on the picket line sounding the warning that pay cuts for Delphi workers mean pay cuts for other workers around the country.
They should understand is that if they take these things away from us, they're next. You know, if you got a factory job out there and you're making $15 an hour, how can you expect if they cut us down to 12, you to keep making 15?
Goldson has worked as an automatic screw machine operator at the Delphi East plant for just over a year. He transferred over from another Delphi plant in Flint when that one closed. Altogether, he's been with the company since 1993. Sitting in the living room of his two-story colonial home, Goldson watches his kids play video games as they wait for dinner to be cooked. He and his wife purchased this home in a suburban Flint neighborhood a little over 2 years ago. He says the thought of making a lot less money for the work he does or being laid off entirely has pushed him to reconsider many of the simpler things in life.
It'll be hard for me to maintain the same lifestyle I'm living now. It's things that I want my kids to do through life. My daughter takes dance classes. I can't see that continuing to happen. You know, things like that. My son is in band. I can't continue to pay for things such as that. I'll have to pinch some pennies and make a way.
Goldson even says the family will have to consider getting rid of its GM vehicles in an effort to cut costs, adding that having a roof over the family is more important. That's a move that will ultimately impact Delphi because General Motors is the parts supplier's biggest customer. Goldson's wife Sylvia says the pain will be widespread throughout Flint and the other communities nationwide where Delphi employees live and work.
People that are making the money at Delphi, they're not going to go to the restaurant. They're not going to go to the dollar store. I'm not going to be doing work on my house because I'm not going to have that type of money to go to Home Depot. So the people that work at Home Depot, they'll be laid off.
The fear of layoffs and wage cuts can paralyze a community, according to Robin Boyle. He's a professor of urban studies at Wayne State University in Detroit. He says workers' uncertainty about their futures has a negative effect on families and neighborhoods.
And that, I think, goes to the very depth, the very marrow of the community. It affects people's long-term views, where they want to live, where they want to bring up family, where they want their kids to go to school, and therefore it can permeate the very core of a community.
But for Ray Goldson, the biggest effect may be one that's hard to see: the pressure to provide for his family in times of trouble.
Sometimes you don't want to put the pressure, that pressure on everybody in your family. Sometimes you want to just keep it within yourself. You might keep it bottled up inside, because why should everybody in my family walk around feeling the way I feel at times? You know, I believe I'm strong enough to, you know, hold that or take care of that.
Delphi is in talks with General Motors on a bailout plan for workers at the parts maker, and Delphi says it still hopes to reach a consensual agreement with the UAW to lower wages, but the threat of a strike that could cripple Delphi and GM remains on the table. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.